This is Phil Pritchett. Welcome to the P2 Podcast.
There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician. Did he hit Austin? My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
They say the life we lead ain't good enough. Our load is heavy and our hands are rough. Possession is a funny thing indeed. Get what you want and never what you need. That might be true enough for all the rest. You and me, babe, we know we've had the best. I may not get to where the songs I do ever break through, but I will get to you. The mountains told us not to compromise. We took an oath together in the sky. The heavens opened.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast, broadcasting to you in beautiful high-definition audio to every corner of the globe where any fan, P-H-A-N, may be a fan of me, Texas Music, the full band, all things good. How you doing, everybody? Phil Pritchett here to enlighten your musical life once again. It's that time of the week where we sit back, muse on everything we have going on in our life, but mostly focused on, of course, music, making music, surviving in these difficult musical times. Ah, it is here that you out there listening with your earbuds in your ears on a plane or huddled over your laptop that my voice comes booming forth, booming to all of you out there so eager to hear what is going on, to offer that lighthouse in the fog. Phil here, how you doing, everybody? So much going on here. So much to talk about. Oh, man, what have we been up to? Boy, I was out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hadn't played there yet. Went out there to play County Line. We had Texas folks here familiar with the County Line franchise. Great barbecue. They've got a couple of places in Austin. I believe that's where they started. Actually, the owner was out there, Skeeter. He's a hardworking dude, nice guy. Looks like a 53-year-old Jack Ingram. Nice guy. I mean that as a compliment, of course. So he was out there. Man, I rented a fuel-efficient car. You see, you wonder, how do you survive out there, Phil? Gas prices are so high. Good grief, you're driving all the time. Well, I was going to fly out there. I was just doing a solo gig at the County Line, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And, God, it was so expensive, I couldn't believe it. Like Southwest Airlines, I go, man, they fly to Albuquerque. What'll be like, you know, $80, $100 each way, you know, a couple hundred, $250 round trip. Dude, it was like $225 each way. Good grief. So, man, I went back to, it was booked by my new booking agent, helping me with some booking down there in Austin. Austin Universal Entertainment. Good friends down there. They book some stuff for us from time to time. So they had the deal and were like, hey, you want to go out there? So I had to shoot them a big number. I said, man, I'm going to have to fly or drive or something. So if they'll do this, you know what? I'll make it happen. Because that's what we do. That's what we do here. And but it worked out. They said, man, great. We do this Thursday night series out there. But the plane tickets were just going to kind of blow the whole thing up. So I looked into rented a Hyundai Elantra. Have y'all seen these things? I've rented cars before. I'm always so disappointed. So I rent something kind of cheap, something fuel efficient. And I had to go to Love Field, which isn't very far from the studio here. Small airport, of course, in Dallas. Love Field to rent the cars. Cheaper to rent these cars at the airport. We have a Enterprise outlet here by my house in Fort Worth. God, it's so expensive over there. You got these soccer moms or somebody renting vans and things. Get you through the nose. So I go over to Dallas, rent the... I said, man, I want just a fuel efficient, something that gets good highway miles. Run out there and run back. No problem. Man, $12.95 a day. $12.95 a day. Hyundai Elantra. 45 miles a gallon on the road. Man, I tell you what, I have not driven a fuel-efficient vehicle in the history of my life. Ever. I've always got a Suburban, a van, something pulling a trailer. I'm always getting 15 to 18 miles a gallon on the highway. So, man, imagine my joy, my shock, my awe, the pleasant euphoria that settled in over me as I fill up the car. Of course, it's full when you get it, but I have to fill it up. It's only got like a 10-gallon tank. I'm thinking, well, this isn't going to get me very far. Gas is about, $3.80 or so. So I put $35 in there. I just drive from Fort Worth to Amarillo. What is that, 400 miles or something? You're getting 45 a gallon. You go 10 miles a gallon, you go 450 miles. Dude. So I get all the way out there for $70 and back for $70 or so. Enjoyed that. Built-in satellite radio. Oh, man. I'm kind of nervous about liking a Hyundai. Is that bad? Man, I'm telling you what. I've rented Chevy Avios and Ford Geos and little things like that. And man, those are golf carts. In the past. Now I don't know. Maybe they've updated them since I drove them last. But I'm always a little disappointed with the economy American car. The Ford Malibu. Is it Chevy Malibu? Ford? I can't remember. I'm always just kind of like, it's okay. But let me tell you what, man, this Hyundai Elantra, now that's more than a nice, it's not an economy car, it's a little bit nicer. Man, nice seats, steering wheel, fast, just cruising at 85, satellite radio going, windows down, 45 on the highway, airbags, all electric. Man, it was damn nice, I'm here to tell you. Golly, I've always had American gigantic cars, but it's a little eye-opening, man, just driving the little fuel-efficient car around. And it was kind of a big car, about the size of like a Prius or something like that. And so Albuquerque went well. Had some fans out there show up. Pretty big concert series out there. Played inside. It was like 40 degrees when we played. Oh, how does that sound, Texas? 40 degrees up there in the mountains of Albuquerque. I'd never been to Albuquerque. Man, great, beautiful out there. Of course, I love the mountains. I love the West. I'm enamored with the West. Anyone who knows me knows I spend a lot of time in Colorado every summer, fly fishing, horseback, stuff like that. It's my goal in this life to live most of my year in Colorado, or at least 3 or 4 months out of the year. Hadn't figured out how I'm going to do it yet, but I'm working on it. Why not, man? I'm going to move the studio. I'm going to have a studio in Colorado and a studio here in Fort Worth. So you folks out there thinking about recording with me, you say, well, I'm going to go to Phil's and August, I might just say, hey man, for a little more, just drive on up to Colorado. We'll get a little fishing in, record out here on the ranch. Huh? That's what I'm working on. What are you working on, Phil? Let me tell you what. That's the big plan right there. That's what I'm working on. If you know anybody up there in Colorado looking to sell off some land with a little trout stream running through it, give me a call. 817-733-5256. Hey, I'm in business. I'm looking. I'm in the market. Well, what else is new, man? Oh, this whole week we've had finishing up a lot of projects. Still working on Brian Joyner's project, wrapping that up, mixing a project for our friend Donnie Waits down there in Houston. Donnie, how you doing? Coming along great. That'll be out here in June, it looks like. Got some rock and roll, Chris Knight kind of, I don't know, it's its own thing, but sort of a singer-songwriter rocking stuff. People coming in here to record all the time. Been very busy here, so keep it coming. Email me, phil@philpritchard.com. Let me know what kind of project you want me to do. Man, I've been doing a lot of just mixing. People sending me hard drives in the mail. Mixing, just, hey, man, Phil, put some backing vocals on this, little B3. Then mix it and master it for me and send it back. So, doing all kinds of stuff like that. Sometimes it's hard to drive up here and do all your tracking. But track it wherever, man. Let P2 put his finishing touch on it. Ship it up here to me. Well, we had a... remember Bacon Fat, the world's greatest garage band from Effingham, Illinois? This is J.W. Blue Marshall, our bass player, full band. This is his younger brother, Richard, his band, Bacon Fat. But man, they've changed the name. Now they are the Down Home Freedom Band. You hear what I just said? Down Home Freedom Band. They came down here from Effingham, Illinois with a huge trailer. They also picked up Nick. He plays B3 and trumpet. They picked up Jeremy, great percussionist and drummer. And I said, what does it sound like? They said, man, it sounds like The Wall. Or that's the kind of deal they're going for. Man, it was so refreshing to get in there. They've got these just epic opus kind of movements, rock and roll movements, you know, like Zeppelin or Queen or something like that, mixed in with some kind of rootsy country tunes or reggae songs. One of them's kind of this reggae thing. All over the map, a lot of fun. So they just took off, so I'll be mixing and mastering that for them. And so they were in here, man. Great times here the other day. And, of course, JW was here, bass player. For the full band, our beloved Blue, hanging out, watching his little brother record, working his own business. Man, he's a consulting guy. He's one of these guys that just always has something going on. Consulting. He's always having a video conference on his laptop, on his MacBook, you know. It's just amazing. So Blue was here. Man, I made some enemies a couple weeks ago when I gave them my, you know, the old band, Jason Stolle, our old drummer, used to call me blanket statement guy. I would always make a statement that was large, all-encompassing, and certainly usually always disproven. However, if it gets difficult to disprove, the net result of blanket statement by me, P2 Phil, is what? Truth. And that's what I'm all about. That's what any of us needs to be all about. So I come up with a statement like, man, the very tall don't live long. And everyone goes, oh, where'd you get? Where'd you read that? I just go, man, it's just something I've observed. I don't know. And sure enough, it's hard to go out there and find an 88-year-old man. I'm going to meet, hey, Phil, meet my grandfather. He's 88 years old. This was an actual one a while back. This is a... an actual meet my grandfather. He's a great old guy. He's kind of old. He's 88 years old. And in walks a guy that's 6'10". You don't see it every day. That's all I'm saying. You know, it's tough carrying all that height and weight around your whole life. So I don't know. So that was one that gained some traction in the full band. They were like, I don't know. We actually might be something to that. My other one though was man, I love Dr. Pepper. I love Coke. I've always had a suspicion. Now, hold on here before everybody gets mad. I've just always had a little bit of a... It raises an eyebrow of me. Raises an eyebrow of the man who routinely drinks Diet Coke. Now, hold on. Just hold on here. Here's my theory on Diet Coke. It does far more harm than good. And when you see a man, women, they want to be on a diet. See, women, they want you to see that they're on a diet. I'll just have a Diet Coke, you know, double cheeseburger, Diet Coke kind of deal. Women are always on a diet. They're always eating strange things. That's fine. The man on Diet Coke, I'm not saying he should be regarded with suspicion. I'm not saying that, but it raises an eyebrow. Something has occurred in this person's past to make them drink Diet Coke. What is it? I am always intrigued, and I usually uncover something. Not that I'm snooping around, but man, you know John Daly, the great PGA golfer. Eyes overcome, smoking, drinking. Now he just drinks like 30 Diet Cokes a day. I swear there's something in it that's just addictive. These guys get locked onto it. And more times than not, man, the guy that's drinking the Diet Coke, I mean, who would ever just say, man, as a young kid, no one starts out drinking Diet Coke, is my point. You start with a Coke, a Dr. Pepper, root beer. It's delicious. At some point, something happens. You're addicted to tobacco, or you're drinking, or you're a workaholic, or you're something, man. And that's what leads you to Diet Coke. Therefore, if you're out there ordering 8 Diet Cokes a day, and I'm talking people who drink a lot of Diet Cokes, it always raises my eyebrow a little bit. I'm like, man, what's the deal? How would he be on Diet Coke, you know? Oh, people getting upset with me. But think about it. The man who drinks many, many Diet Cokes, Wonder what sent him down that path, and if you should regard that maybe in doing personal or business dealings with him. I'm just saying. Check into it. It's kind of like the golfer on the PGA Tour who uses the long putter, you know, or the weird putting grip. You're kind of like, I look at that and say, man, that guy can't putt. They're like, why do you say that, Phil? He makes a lot of putts. I'm like, everyone starts with a conventional putting grip and stance. If he made a lot of putts and could putt, he never would have switched. So by using this goofball thing, I'm saying under pressure, he can't putt. And more times than not, those guys with the long putters and everything don't win major championships. Check into it. Blanket statement guy, Phil, I'm here for you, fans. Well, who is that rummaging out in the hall? It's Blue J.W. Blue Marshall going to come in here and talk to us a little bit more next.
Funny thing indeed. Get what you want and never what you need. That might be true enough for all the rest. You and me, babe, we know we've had the best. I may not get to where the songs I do ever break through, but I will get to you. The mountains told us not to compromise. We took an oath together in the sky.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast, broadcasting to you in beautiful high-definition audio, or something quite like it, to every corner of the globe. Welcome, fans. Thrilled you're with us here today. And I am also thrilled to announce that sitting here with me right now on the IKEA sofa, here in the cozy confines of Trinidad World Recording Studios, the one and only bass player of the full band. He wasn't the first, but he's been the last for some time, thank goodness. J.W. Blue Marshall is here. Blue.
Yo.
Boy, what a thrill to have you here 3 weeks running.
Great to be back.
Just coming back. Every time you walk out the door, you just say, I'm coming back next week, so we got to talk about this. We got to talk about the origins of the full band, the family tree, etc. Well, let me just put this out there right now. I want everyone out there to lean in close to their stereo in their car or their hi-fi at their house. No. You know, but just hold those earbuds a little tighter in your ears. Turn up the volume, because this is an announcement. You ready for this, Blue?
Bring it on.
You know where I'm going with this. This is a big announcement here.
Big announcements happen when Blue comes to
That's
the podcast.
Right. That's right.
Wiley's out.
This is a press release.
We want a new drummer. Dude, and now?
Do you know the sense of intoxicating power I hold right now, knowing that I hold information that the music world is once this comes out of my mouth, people are waiting to hear it.
It's true.
And I just have it all bottled up inside of me, ready to release it. It's very exciting. I'm going to hold on to it for a couple more minutes. Okay. Here it is. At the end of the summer or early fall, Phil Pritchett and the full band will be recording a new live record.
There it is.
Stop the presses.
It's been a while. Five, six years.
Right now, just all these journalists, all these Texas music journalists are just scurrying to get the story.
To write a story.
I know. The phone's going to be ringing here any minute. No. We have a bit of fun here. Yeah, man, the live album. I've always had a love-hate deal with the live record. Of course, we're a live band. You know what occurred to me? Have you thought about this, Blue? I talk to these radio stations that play the podcast. You know, I run into Kevin McCoy at the Ranch or Matt Matthews down there at 105.3 and Tom Ball, people like that. They say, man, the stuff we play on the air, just the regular Pritchett songs, are live stuff. God Save the King, Tougher Than the Rest, Marie. He goes, man, they're always from your live records. Who looked at me the other day and just goes, I don't really even know why that is. I was like, I don't know either. They're just like, well, did they come across well or something, you know? And I don't know. Maybe there's something about our live
performances.
Show that makes it like, oh, yeah,
extra energy.
This is the full band or something.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of interesting. So we're looking at doing we're looking at a couple locations. We haven't settled on anything yet. But my theory on the live record is, of course, you want to capture it and all that. But when we did Phil Comes Alive, my second album, we had already made Phil World, my first studio album. And mm-hmm. we had Maria and Skywalker and all that. But the Phil Comes Alive, for some reason, and maybe I wasn't, maybe it wasn't good to be like this, but I wanted it to be new songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to reintroduce, we were talking about, I had those silly songs in college, you know, Snuff Machine and Roland and Drink When I Think. Katarina was from high school. I had some old songs that I'd been playing to fill out the night, but that were originals, and people liked them, and they were fun and upbeat and silly, you know.
And not on Phil World.
And not on Phil World, and I didn't want to go into the studio and do some formal recording of these silly songs. So I said, man, let's do a live record, and it'll, unlike Phil World, it'll be all different songs. Even though it's live, it won't be like, oh, it's just sort of him rehashing his last record, which is what most live albums are.
Right.
They're just playing all their hits, and that's the deal. So I was real adamant about that, and I think it was the right way to go. We did have Maria was on there. That was the one song that had been on something else. The rest of them are all from anywhere.
And has appeared again
on the
Cool
other,
and Unusual.
Yes.
Will it appear on the new one? You'll have to wait and find out.
Of course, it evolves every few years.
True.
And so that was kind of the thinking of the live album. It's like, man, it can't just be a rehash of kind of everything we do. And that was kind of the same with Cool and Unusual Punishment. When we did that, we recorded that at Poor David's one night and at the Tap in College Station the next night, or vice versa. I can't remember. And that was with Stolly and Lynch, drums and bass, Jordan Powell, road managing, that era.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of our way of, you know, these two guys playing the old songs. And, man, they had evolved a lot.
A new take.
Skywalker
on the old
stuff. And man,
playing the front of the drum.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was kind of our show. It evolved a lot. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot different from anything we were doing, you know, that I was doing in the mid-90s or something like that. So that was kind of the purpose of that. And it served to introduce, you know, I mean, we had the album Suburban Legends. We mm-hmm. had Heritage Way. But kind of really largely forgotten albums, I would say, as far as fans go. They had the Phil Comes Alive, mm-hmm. the Rowdy songs. I'd kind of put out these two sort of, you know,
more mellow
song-driven,
kind of
mellower things. And but that's really how, before Cool and Unusual, you know, you really didn't, I mean, songs fans really like, you know, Colorado on Trial, Bruising Sheetrock,
mm-hmm.
Feeling Port Aransas. But we really
livened them up.
I said, man, we need to reintroduce some of these older good songs people like, but put it on a live record. We put Colorado first on the album, and ever since then, it's just been a real
big
staple
hit.
of our live show.
Yep,
Sheetrock too as well. So that leads us into the modern era here, Blue.
And now, what year was Cool and Unusual?
That was, I don't know, 2005 maybe. Something like that.
So we're due.
We're pretty due. Because here's my thought on live records. When I see a guy put out a live record and it's just his straight hits, you just kind of go, it's a little lazy. I'm like, oh, it's time for him to put out a record, so he just re-recorded all this. And he's live at Billy Bob's. They're great, but they're very, I know for a fact they're very adamant.
They're
like,
safe.
Hey, man, we want you to play your 12 most known songs.
Right.
And that's just good business on their part, okay? I'm not discounting that at all. It's been a very successful franchise.
When Billy Bob's calls us to do that, we'll do the same.
Hey, that's right. We'll see.
If you're listening out there.
Mm. We'll see. So we did a so with this new live album, you know, we've done since the last live record, we did High Tide in the Heartland. We did The Bullfighter Returns. And we have done Mark of the Human Hand. I think three of our finest albums.
Very solid efforts.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, needless to say, there's a lot of songs on those albums that we don't play as much. And there's ones that we do that have become kind of fan favorites,
mm-hmm.
but that have evolved live.
Since the recordings.
Don't you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely.
Like which ones mostly would you say?
That have evolved?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Girl of All Seasons.
Girl of All Seasons is really, really caught on. That's been a good one. Even The Bullfighter.
Yeah, that's a good live number.
Find My Own Way has really feel to
All
it.
All I Want to Do's.
Yep.
We do that one a lot. Of course, from Back to High Tide, we do High Tide, the song. Doorman's a big song.
Yep. Locks.
Lox.
Always a fan favorite for the live show.
Yeah. And then from the new record, we've got, you know, we do
Get to You.
Road Ahead, Miles Behind, Get to You.
Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa is a rocker.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other stuff on the new album that we really want to do and we hadn't really... everybody's trying. We do Soups Up.
Yep.
Great John West. So anyway, the idea was kind of for this new live album. Of course, we're just doing our show, but maybe showcase. Now, at the show, we're obviously going to play
all the hits.
God Save the King and Tough of the Rest. But the new album would not maybe have those on there.
Maybe not.
We'll see which kind of version we get on it. But it's always a good time to sort of, maybe like Doorman and Find My Own Way and Girl of All Seasons. Man, those are up at the front. They kind of
set the tone.
Just so that even a fan or someone kind of goes, man, you know, I listened to that song on the album. I'm like, yeah, cool. But man, it's on this live. It's kind of featured on this live record. It's a good way to sort of reintroduce your catalog. We've got a lot of songs, you know.
We do. Hundreds.
And everybody wants to hear Tougher Than the Rest and God Save the King, which is great. God love you, fans. But yeah, you do kind of like to say, hey, like we did with Sheetrock, like we did with
Port Aransas.
Port Aransas in Colorado, stuff like that on the last live record. So that's my take on it. Do you have any other live record thoughts as we venture into this?
You know, I'm excited about the live record.
Yep.
You know, I'm wondering if we pick a rarity here and there. You know, maybe something.
Really? A real
maybe
deep cut?
Maybe just... you know, a deep cut, but from the last three albums.
But something we work up.
Blood, Warm Rain.
Yeah,
perhaps.
We do that. That's kind of a – well, see, that's the kind of deal that if you put – we do Blood, Warm Rain. That's kind of an obscure one. That'd be a good one. And we do that live sometimes.
Right.
And we'll stretch it out into kind of this weird kind of –
weird jam.
Psychedelic jam kind of deal. But, man, I don't know. For me, man, that can make all the difference, you know, just to reintroduce it in that sort of light. People just – start yelling for it at the next show if it's on the live
album.
It kind of becomes really part of what you're doing. So you kind of have the choice as an artist. A lot of people think, man, the live album, I'm following. I'm just giving the fans what they want. But I think the really good live albums lead more than they follow. You're kind of putting it out there, hey, this is what we play well. This is the direction we're going. So catch up on these songs. Come with us. You know what I mean?
Join us for the journey.
You know, rather than just here's all the songs y'all have heard a million times, here we are playing them again. It's just, you know what I mean? People think that, you know, I know me as a fan. I mean, my favorite bands, I know what I want from them. But then again, I don't. I think what I really want is something new, a direction. Hey, man, he's doing this thing. You know, I'm going to check it out. You think you want to just be fed the hits all the time, but... I think deep down as fans, but we really don't.
You want to be surprised.
We want to be lit.
You
want to
be
lit.
Absolutely.
So,
but email us and let us know what you want to hear.
Email us, let us know. Another stuff that would make it on a new live record, I think, would be appropriate would be, you know, Dirty South.
Psycho Killer.
Rocket Man.
Yep.
I mean, we don't have any recordings of us doing those live covers. You know, all of our fun.
Now, you did do Rocket Man on the bootleg, or was that...
Did I?
Stairway and...
yeah, that was on that.
The combo.
That was on the
another
bootleg. We skipped that one last week.
That's right. We missed that one, and we missed Alive and Alone, which was during the Wiley Blue
That's
era.
Right, a solo gig.
We don't really count those.
Available only at PTT. That's just me solo.
We were just talking about the full band last week.
See, we were talking about the evolution of the full band
Not the solo
that's
stuff.
Right. But that live... I'll tell you, the live record used to be a tricky proposition, dude. Tricky proposition. Now it's a lot easier. I'm like, hey, how do we do this live record? Like, dude, come off the board, man, with my Mac. That's it. I mean, there's a software to do it. We did Phil Comes Alive, 96, man. We had a guy in a van in a truck parked outside the club with all the wires running out there.
Uh-huh.
And then the in-house sound was separate. We were running on sound, and we were splitting it all off, going into a van, and he had a mixing board in there and 8-at tapes Someone ran up the stairs and would wave at us, stop, we got to change the tapes. So we kind of paused and they
did some filler.
It was a process, man. Yeah. You're dealing with physical tape. It's not like you just turn on the hard drive and record for 3 hours, you know, but, so
it's become easier.
Yeah. Plus, man, I'm pleased with the live records, but you know, like any record, you hear it and you get what you get. You can't go, hey man, can we do something else with the snare or the you can't. But of course, you're a Trinidad World Recording. What's going to happen, Blue? I'm going to have my hands all over that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to just getting the sounds at the gigs. And, man, throwing them into our machines here and me mixing it myself and really trying to get the most out of it. I think it'll – I don't know. I'm looking forward to doing that. Interestingly, we're talking about the Live at Billy Bob's.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Nelson did one there. And I was talking to the guys about doing it. I said, man, what's it like doing it with Willie? They said, man, it's funny. They said his one big point of contention was, man, I get to mix it.
Really?
And they were like, what? Well, yeah, you can do whatever you
sure,
want.
Sure, yeah.
But they said Willie Nelson mixed it. And, man, if you listen to that album, I think it's probably one of the best Willie Nelson albums.
Really?
It really surprised me, man. I put it on there. Willie's guitar playing is the best on that record that it is anywhere else. It is so free form, man. It's live. But, mm-hmm. dude, he is just playing the wildest stuff. And it's a little distorted, that guitar. There's just a little fuzz around
edgy,
it.
Little
fuzz, and it's loud in the mix. I think Willie probably had it pushed up in the and it's everything's really fast, and he plays 20 songs or something. And, man, I just remember I threw it in the van just driving somewhere. Someone, they said, oh, here, take it. And I want to say I wasn't expecting a lot from it. I was kind of like, oh, I've heard lots of Willie Nelson live records. I mean, how many of those he heard? But this one, it was really something a little different, man. He was much older, of course, than the old Willie Nelson in the family.
Gonna have to add that to the vault.
I know. Yeah, we ought
maybe
to
today.
Willie at Billy Bob's, man. It's of all the Billy Bob's collections I've heard. And granted, I haven't heard a lot of them. I mean, there's a ton of them out there, and I mean, I hear stuff on the radio. But it was pretty compelling, and it's because of his. None of those artists in and of themselves, the Billy Bob's artists, most of them are. I mean, come on, the stylists in the way Willie Nelson is. I mean,
hard to compare.
Yeah, those guys are singing their hits, and it's 3 minutes long, just like the radio version. But Willie is on here. I mean, he's just stretching out Blue Eyes Crying
Extended.
In the Rain for 6 minutes, just going bling, just going into another song.
Exploring
the space. I'm like, dude, he's just off in outer space on this thing.
Nice.
But his guitar playing is very over the top and fun, and just makes me laugh when I hear him play in a good way. So, man, who knows? We need to come up with a good. Another thing is you got to have a good title for the live record.
That's
the worst
true.
Thing you can do is just, you know, Pat Green live.
Not
that Pat did anything, but, you know, just some the artist and live.
Right.
That just doesn't say enough to me. I don't know.
It needs more.
Like I had Phil Comes Alive. We had, you know, Phil Pritchard, the full band, live, : Cool and Unusual Punishment. You know what I mean?
Email us with your thoughts.
Yes.
Name the next
Titles.
Album.
Name the live record. Name the live record.
And the location. To be determined.
To be determined.
Let us know if you want us to come to your city.
Some front runners we can go ahead and say are some of the obvious ones.
Of course.
We've got, the big one for me that would be interesting, I think, is the Surf Club in Corpus.
Always a good vibe.
Because it's outside.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of which would terrify any other band. They're like, ooh, there's going to be
it
cars.
Might not,
and
yeah.
Like, what happens if an ambulance goes by? I'm like, man, that'd be all the more fun, you know?
That's perfect. You got to have the live element. Embrace the live element.
Man, I hear cars. There's like a fight outside the gate. So, well, it's basically on a street corner
yep.
in downtown Corpus Christi. That's where this thing was recorded. But you wouldn't have some of the problems as you would inside.
True.
With feedback. And just, you know what I mean? It's just kind of open air, loud.
Challenge for the sound guy.
Yeah, as long as it's not real windy. That's the only thing that could really screw you.
Yeah, on the mics.
If the wind was strong, you just had going on in your mics
the whole time. Yeah,
that wouldn't be cool if you drove all the way down there for that.
Maybe.
I mean, it's never that. I mean, it was windy the other night. We didn't have any wind in the mics.
Nah,
it's kind of sheltered. You know, I think it'd work. Of course, the folks at Corpus turn out. It's a fun time down there.
Oh yeah,
I just like going down there and hanging out. So I'm just trying. I'm just picking somewhere I want to go again.
Live in Hawaii. That's pushing up a little bit.
The other idea I had was Graham Parsons did that live album. It was like, God, what was it called? Live from the Great North or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fake live. They just had some crowd noise. Just and the band playing. And he'd say, how's everybody doing tonight? And it was a fake. They just did it at the studio. But it was kind of fun, you know. I don't know. I was thinking about doing something just really over the top and silly. You say, man, we'd do it back here, but add in all kinds of just, you know, just create some sort of scene that happens that when you listen to it, you're like, you know, if you're some guy just downloading it in Michigan or something, you would just go, dude, where was this? It's just, this is a journey out here. They record this on the moon? Where is this, you know? So, but I don't know. That's, I think we're going to maybe save that for another day.
Maybe the next one. The five
fake live
years.
Album. We have three real live albums and one fake one.
Just 2015.
That's right. Phil Pritchett.
20 years of Phil Pritchett.
Phil Pritchett and the full band.
From the moon.
The last night on Earth or something like that. You know, all of us dressed as astronauts or something. You know, just something like, what the heck, you know?
I like it.
I love it. Well, Blue, thanks for being here today, man.
Absolutely.
For challenging yourself driving over here, forging through traffic up here in North Texas. Oh, man. Thrilled to have him here today. Well, fans, go to philpritchett.com, and you can buy the new Blueprint Garage Volume 3 CD. $9. That includes the shipping. That's all you pay. $9 PayPal. I throw it in an envelope, and I sign it. Email me if you want me to sign it. I sign a lot of them. Y'all shoot me an email. Hey, I just bought a CD. Do you mind signing it before you mail it to me? Happy to do that. Bring it on.
Been known to put two albums in by mistake sometimes. You never know what you're going to get.
Anybody who's ordered from me in the last several years knows that you always get something a little extra, a little drop card in there, an extra CD to enjoy yourself or pass on to another deserving soul, I always say.
Get the word out.
Hey, you always get more for your money when you come straight to us. Isn't that right, Blue?
Cut the middleman out.
That's what we try to do. If someone calls me or orders, you know, I try to put a little extra in there for them.
They want
to
hear a song that night.
That's right. Throw a little extra
in. We accommodate.
Well, you too can also book the full band. Phil at philpritchett.com. Or call me 817-733-5256. Bands, come record at the studio. Oh, so many studio guys going on right now. Mixing Donnie Waits' record. Seth Jones, we just wrapped up. Brian Joyner wrapped up. Jeff King, we're in mastering right now with him. Then we got Red from Lubbock coming in here.
Yep.
Me and Rodney Parker starting the REM project.
Yep.
My buddy Will Harrell coming in here in June. And this month, who do we got? JW's brother Richard, his friend Mike. What's the new band called?
The Down Home Freedom Band.
The Down Home Freedom Band.
They may be in town for some podcasts soon.
That's right. Well, we're gonna sit them down when they're here for sure. At least do one. The Down Home Freedom Band, formerly Bacon Fat. I just mixed their last record. They recorded up in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends, great people, but man, they're coming all the way to Trinidad to record this one because. And I don't know. I hope I'm not giving away too much here on their album.
Mm-hmm.
They said, man, it's out there. I mean, I do a lot of just straight country roots rock, so they're kind of more of a psychedelic rock band. They go, man, it's out there, even for us. I'm like, what do you mean out there? He's like, you know, it's kind of more like, you know, the wall. Dude, I hit the floor. I can't wait.
Kind of like Wilco.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be so awesome to get in there and just really experiment with some sounds and just do some fun stuff. So they'll be in here. So a lot of action going on at the studio.
Busy summer.
But a lot of openings, man. All kinds of openings. Maybe you want to come record here. Maybe you just want to send me your tracks, have me mix a few songs or mix a record for you, master it, add some organ, you know, backing vocals, percussion, guitar licks, whatever you want. And then I'll send it back to you sounding better than ever. Let me know, Phil at philpritchett.com. Well, I'm going to blindfold myself, walk over to the vault here, grab a record. We'll listen to it and talk about whether it's something you need to own or not in the vault next.
This is College Station, right? I was just checking. Colorado must take the stand. Colorado, you made me love you, so I'm putting you on trial for turning me against my own state, to whom I've been so faithful and loved exclusively for a while. Like any affair of this kind, it began so innocently. You seduced me with your beauty, but I, a sucker for sensation, I found no resistance in me. I found no strength to defer. Colorado must take the stand. She has made an adulterer of a happily married man. Colorado's a forever man.
She has made an adulterer of a half a
Bands, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast from beautiful Trinidad World Recording Studios, my studio here in Fort Worth. Come record here. Or just send me your tracks you recorded in your bedroom or your garage or some other studio, anywhere in the world, and you want a little P2 guitar on there, or harmony, or a little Hammond organ, or a Wurlitzer. Man, just send it to me. Phil, put your little finishing touch on here and send it back. Mix and master for us. We'd love it. I love doing it. Send it to me. Email me, phil@philpritchett.com. Tell me about your project. We do all kinds and all sorts of forms here at Trinidad World Recording Studios. And don't forget to book the full band for your next engagement. All the summer's coming up. 817-733-5256. We do solo, full band, festival. We do it big. We do it small by the pool. You let us know. We love it all. Phil here. Thanks for joining us, everybody, for this edition of the podcast. Thanks to Old Blue for talking some live album talk with us. Thanks for coming in there, Blue. Well, what better live record, or more appropriate live record, should we take a listen to in the vault here than our own Cool and Unusual Punishment that we recorded 2004, 5, Stolle on the drums, Lynch on the bass, One Night at the Tap, One Night in College Station. Of course, we kicked it off with Colorado on Trial there, talking to the College Station crowd. But man, it was, I think of this record, I mean, we play all these songs every night, but I sort of miss some of the songs that we recorded on this live record that we don't appear to do much anymore. You know, you can't do them all. You can't do them all every night, especially the covers. The covers kind of get hot with the band for a while, then you kind of get tired of them, and then you quit playing them. And that's kind of the way it goes. So I think of this record, you know, if it comes up or something and I want to play something for somebody, the ones I always tend to skip to are the covers, because they really remind me of that era of the band, that year or whatever we were kind of playing this and that songs. Of course, we're always doing King and Tougher and Maria, whatever. So this was definitely one of them. We were hanging out, doing a lot of shows with Ragweed back then. Canada, Cody Canada had sung on Tougher Than the Rest, my record. We did Willin' Together. And, you know, it was one of those things, we're doing a lot of shows with them. I was always going on stage and sitting in with them, and they'd come out and do some shows with us, do some songs, play some guitar, do some covers and things. So we started doing this Ragweed song, which was kind of a standout track I liked of theirs off that Purple album. Did that have a name, or was it just Purple? I can't remember. It was around that time. But we locked onto this and started doing it, and it came out good on this record. I thought we did it justice. Ragweed. This is P2 and the Full Band, Cool and Unusual, talking about them Suicide Blues, doing a Ragweed song. Check it out. I'll be good.
promise from Phil when I got me that bottle of gin. My baby said she never, baby said she never let me wear. I'm gonna get me a gun, one with a barrel or two.
Oh, yeah. P2 here. Ragweed. Phil Pritchard and the full band doing their version of Suicide Blues, Cross Canyon Ragweed tune. I thought we did it justice. I didn't really know the lyrics very well, as you can tell from the recording. But you know what? It's rock and roll. Just do it, man. Play the riff. Stomp around. Pull off the solo and end it together. Or close to it. And that's it. That's the track, man. Suicide Blues. Well, man, speaking of other friends in the, Texas regional red dirt-ish sphere, our old friend Max Stalling, we wrote one song together at the Austin Motel down there. Max had half of this song. I said, man, it's pretty cool. I'm going to work on it. So I wrote the little minor REM part of this, I call it, put it on the Tougher Than the Rest album. And Max, I think he's warmed to it over the years. I'm not really sure. I hope I just didn't prevent him from ever playing his version of it. My band, it kind of evolved into sort of a sing-along, rocker anthemic song for us, talking about women, Mexican food, and just rocking. So we always love doing this one. And it's funny, man. You listen to the version of a Mexican restaurant Tougher Than the Rest. It's kind of got this, Wurlitzer saw you that evening. Very mellow, but it had evolved to this that you hear on the Cool and Unusual live record. I think this was the College Station version, I'm pretty sure. Mexican restaurant, Phil Pritchard and the full band. Me, check it.
I saw you that evening at that Mexican restaurant, my place for going unwind. I was minding my business with a few cold Tecates to see you was such a surprise. I squirted lime juice in my eye. I wanted to jump up and call out to you, but I realized that would not be wise. 'Cause I got your name peering over your shoulder behind you in the grocery store line. You wrote a check at the grocery that time. Sooner or later, fate owes some favors to the decent and kind. I tried my best, but it's hard, I guess, and you seem so decent and kind. You seem so decent and kind. Oh! Then came that keg party over at Wes's. A small world, I'd have to say. But you had a taste, and I got so wasted, but at least my excuses were made. I can say that's how I got your name. Sooner or later, fate owes some favors to the decent and kind. I tried my best, it's hard, I guess, and you seem so decent and kind. You seem so decent and kind. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Mexican restaurant, and I'm watching the door for the shave of another woman with your same dimensions, even though the chances aren't great. They're chances that I'd like to take. Sooner or later, fate owes some favors to the decent and kind.
and you seem so decent and kind.
You seem so decent and kind.
Come on!
Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, fans, Roman's countryman Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast. Thanks so much for listening this week, folks, to the podcast. Send us all your emails, all your booking inquiries for Phil Pritchett and the full band, all your ideas for that record you want to make. You want to record it here? Send me your mixes, whatever. Send it all. Phil at philpritchett.com or call me anytime. 817-733-5256. I'll call you right back or pick a phone right up. And we'll be talking shop, talking music, talking about your record or your party, whatever you got going on. Well, my thanks to Blue JW, beloved bass player of the full band, for dropping by, talking some live album talk. He's been here the last couple of weeks. Isn't that great? What a treat to have Blue here. And we've enjoyed listening to, I've been going down memory lane here, listening to a little Cool and Unusual Punishment live, our live record we did in 2005. And, skipping through it here in the vault, listening to some, Suicide Blues, Mexican restaurant songs we share with, Cross Canadian, Ragweed, Max Stalling, etc. We're going to leave you with one solely my own here. I kind of like the way this came out. It's an acoustic version of Doesn't Make a Difference, the rocker lead track off Tougher Than the Rest. The live version here, I kind of want to just do a whole different take on it. So the acoustic version, it's kind of got a haunting, dire forecasting, feel to it that, a lot of people told me they really liked it, prefer the acoustic version of this. Don't know if I agree, but, we'll leave it with you here. You be the judge. Thanks for listening, folks, to this, edition of the podcast. We'll see you next week. Much tougher.
Jenny hit Austin. Damn, she loves this town. She was coming up for air after living underground. She had a nasty reputation as a girl who lied. When she made the declaration, country music has died. She said, "It's all right. It's okay, it doesn't make a difference to me anyway. It doesn't make a difference to me anyway." She's in a Sixth Street bar over a Jack and Coke. She said today's country music is a goddamn joke. But don't get me wrong, 'cause I know what to do. I'm gonna form a rock and roll band in Texas and kick out the good tunes and say it's alright, it's okay. It doesn't make a difference to me anyway. It doesn't make a difference to me anyway. Jenny looked her best friends right into the eye. Said, "Don't try to tell me that you think it's all a lie, 'cause some of you know what I mean. Some of you know what I mean. Yeah." Now some people are saying country music is alive and well, but it's gone the way of big band, as far as I can tell. Yeah, they're both in a museum behind the glass. Rock and roll is the future, the present and the past. You know, it's alright, it's okay.
it doesn't make a difference to me anyway. It's alright, it's okay, it doesn't make a difference to me anyway. It doesn't make a difference to me anyway. It doesn't make a difference to me anyway. It doesn't make a difference to me anyway.